Hello, I'm Richard Rogers, and this is a Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. I did a series of talks recently entitled The I Am Statements. And we looked at the I Am Statements that Jesus made, and I invited you to really look at how to apply them in your own life and what the deeper spiritual meaning was. The reality is the I Am, when every time we make an I Am statement, we're really defining ourselves, we're defining our life, we're defining who we are. And as we use our I Am statements in more and more creative and powerful ways, we actually expand our life. As we use our I Am statements to create more pain or confusion or chaos, then we're really limiting our life. So today's meditation is about expanding your I Am. It's about taking a deep breath and allowing us to claim all the good that God is. So here we go. Take a deep breath. I am. And I want you to feel the power of those two words, I am. That every time we speak the word I am, we are creating the next version of ourselves. Every time we speak the I am, we are claiming an absolute spiritual truth that we are infinite possibilities. And that whatever we link to our I am is creating the next version of us. In Exodus we read when God said, I am that I am. So every time you claim your I am, there is a pause. And the universe waits to hear what you're going to add to your I am. Are you going to create more power, more beauty, more love, more joy, more peace, more abundance, more health and wholeness? Or are you going to create more fear and doubt and limitation? I am. And we rest in that pause. We rest in that moment. That I am. And what we first come to understand is that as we claim the I am, we truly are declaring our right to exist. That I am. I am. I exist. I am present. I am aware. I am conscious. I am. I am. I am fully present in this moment. I am awake. I am aware. I am alive. I am. I exist. And then after we declare the I am, there is this moment, this pause, this breath, this silence, waiting for us to declare who we will be, how we will give form and shape and expression to that I am. Out of the infinite possibilities, who will you be? I am. I exist. I am. I am life. I am love. I am power. I am truth. I am infinite abundance. I am health and wholeness. I am wise. I am created in the image and likeness of God. I am love. I am peace. I am. I am. Claim the power of your I am. Claim the power of that infinite presence. The God in you speaks these words, I am. I am infinite possibilities. I am pure good. I am eternal light. I am infinite abundance. I am. I am. There is an infinite potential within you. There is an infinite possibility. That there is so much. You are so deep, so powerful. And that every time you speak your I am, you are giving life and breath and dimension to who your soul came to be. I am. I am wholeness. I am light. I am love. I am peace. I am. I am. In the darkest nights, I am. In my time of great fear, I am. When it looks like nothing is working in my life, I am. That no matter what this day brings, no matter what is going on in my life this day, I am infinite possibilities. I am. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the open door. I am the good shepherd. I am one with all that God is. I am. I am. Created in the likeness of all that God is, I am. I am free. I am unlimited. I am whole. I am complete. I am as God has made me. I am. Today I rejoice in expressing and experiencing this I am nature. I unleash the full power of God within me. I am. Wherever I have settled for less, today I claim the I am. Wherever I've lived in lack or confusion or pain or fear, today I claim the full power of the I am. I am. I am. I am the one presence, the one power, the one light. I am. The God in me is the living expression, and I am one with that. I am. In the name and through the power of the living Christ, we give thanks for the I am nature within us. And we give it full expression to express all the good that God is. God bless you, friend. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to being with you next week.